Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback.
I would say that what you're calling dysfunction is actually function. And you're only calling it dysfunction because it didn't work.
Loved that logic when it happened. David Sampson, former president of the Marlins, does work as a baseball insider for Odyssey. Very opinionated dude. Good storyteller. Little bit of a wackadoodle. Would say that to his face. I think he would take it as a compliment, frankly. Where was he? Was he on Mullion Haw? This was on Mullion Haw. And he was asked a lot of baseball questions. The Clevinger situation, the Cubs offseason. And shockingly, he had takes.
So if by a very good winter you mean having new names and signing bulks of free agents, how are you going to argue to me that you want to see Trey Mancini get 500 at-bats on your team and say that you're going to have a winning team? What part of that makes you think that he's the difference for you? Same with Bellinger. You're going to give these guys 1,000 at-bats and think that you're going to compete in your division? I just don't see that happening. I understand why they did it. I understand these are low-risk signings with upside if these players are who they used to be. But scouts will tell you, they're exactly who they are. Now, Swanson, I love the deal. I don't love going 7 years at $25 million, let's say, only because I worry about his ability to be off the Braves and sort of that team where he's not counted on to be the guy. He's a guy. You put him on the Cubs, and he's got to be more of the guy than a guy, and I'm just not sure that he is the guy. So that's going to be interesting as they sort of navigate their lineup. But he's certainly a great player to have in your clubhouse. He is a winning player with a winning pedigree. It just reminded me their offseason a little bit of when Tom Ricketts got frustrated during the rebuild and signed Edwin Jackson. I don't know if you guys remember that. I don't remember what year it was.
Oh, yeah.
But Ricketts got angry. Oh, my God, the team stinks. We got to do something to pacify the fans and me because I'm so despondent. Edwin Jackson, let's give him whatever they gave him, like 5 years, $55 million or whatever it was. I can't remember. And in the industry, we looked and said, wow, there's an owner who stopped listening to his GM. And when you sign like a Jameson Taillon, which is another pitcher, I can't remember what he got, but something like 4 years, $65 million or $70 million dollars.
68, yeah.
60. Well, that's Price is Right. I think I'm a winner on that. That is, he's not that. He's just not bad. He is a sort of innings guy, middle of the rotation guy. And in baseball, you've learned quickly, you need top end of rotation people. I'd rather have one $30 million pitcher who I know is going to get me healthy 30 starts and stop winning streaks and continue, stop losing streaks and continue winning streaks than get three $12 or $14 million guys who are all going to get me a 4.5 to 5 ERA, and I go into that game thinking that I'm likely not going to win. So it's just a difference of opinion, but I'm not critical of the Cubs and what they're trying to do. I'm just surprised that there's this number of players who they're taking flyers on for what they think they could be again.
It's really interesting. So on any of the individual moves themselves, I'm not terribly interested in debating him on. The offseason as a whole, though, I do think that's a pretty cynical read on it when you figure just the sheer volume of players acquired and dollars guaranteed, right? A massive investment. Some will work, some won't. I'm also not at all convinced that it's going to be 1,000 at-bats between Bellinger and Mancini. Bellinger, you hope, is a reclamation project. It's a one-year deal. Most people that I talk to believe that there's really no such thing as a bad one-year deal because these teams all have the money, so they can spend it, and then it's just you're reinvesting, then the money comes off the books next year. Like, the best prospect in the Cubs system is Pete Crow Armstrong. He's one of the best prospects in baseball. He's going to be a gold glove perennial center fielder, and that alone is worth a couple of wins above replacement, just given how much of a premium defensive position it is. So, like, they were not going to invest in long-term dollars in a center fielder, but PCA isn't ready yet, so they get a very good defensive center fielder in Bellinger, who has offensive upside in his somewhat recent past. Like, that, I don't know that I can crush a one-year deal on that. And Mancini's, what, a two-year deal? So similar thing, right? Like, next year would be an expiring contract, would be easy to trade. I just, those two to me, like, criticizing those moves, those are peripheral moves with maybe some short-term upside, and if they are bad, the downside isn't really that bad because they aren't long-term deals. So criticizing those moves surprises me. If you don't like Dansby Swanson or Jameson Taillon, those are bigger investments, and I'm with them on I'd rather have an ace at $30 million than an innings eater at $16 million. But how many aces changed hands this offseason? Rodon? I mean, how many guys would you say they even had an opportunity to get that were, like, clearly above Jameson Taillon? Do you guys have many? How many names? Rodon would be one.
Verlander.
Verlander, okay. Verlander would be two. And I'm not saying that Taillon is great, but just in terms of, like, if you were spending to spend, and you say, well, you shouldn't spend to spend, but, like, innings eaters are valuable. Guys who stay healthy are valuable. It's just they're not going to be the reason that you win or lose playoff series, but I'm not at all convinced that they are going to the playoffs this year.
A healthy Jake DeGrom. Didn't he sign a new deal this offseason?
Yeah.
Say DeGrom.
A healthy DeGrom. He signed a
massive deal.
Yeah, right. He was like 5'175" with very few. That was a very, very risky contract. I mean, DeGrom's amazing if healthy, but that was an incredibly risky contract that was given to him by an organization that just throws good money after bad in the rain. You know what I mean?
Davis Martin.
Okay. You're not being a serious individual. I was thinking it's three dudes.
You can't have Davis Martin. You can't have him, Danny. I know you Cub fans. Yeah, that's all I hear in the hallways.
We're all talking about
Davis Martin.
Well, I was thinking,
I'll give you PCA. You give me Davis Martin and Matt Mervis.
Thank you so much.
Maybe a Mervis, Danny always says. Maybe a Mervis.
Keep Mervis. Keep your hands off.
Yeah, there
Mervis.
Might be three guys. And there's no reason that they should not have thrown as much money as possible at a premium starting pitcher this year.
Yeah, I just don't think there weren't that many available. And so the Taillon criticism, I don't know. They needed someone to eat innings. But that one I think is a little bit more valid. If your argument is don't spend $16 million a year, spend $30 million a year, then sure. I would have been much happier if they would have signed Rodon or Verlander over Jameson Taillon. I can't refute that logic. It's just a way different price point. And Dansby Swanson, my stance on him is well documented. I think he's underrated. And if you're going to give me 162 games of gold glove defense at shortstop and hit 25 or more homers, I'm fine with signing the shortest deal of all of the shortstops in the offseason for the cheapest amount of money, but still upgraded the team and the clubhouse. We'll quickly hear what David Sampson had to say on Clevinger, and you can get your questions in for one last thing.
You are always able to do what you want to do, but what you're talking about is the fight over the termination for cause language in the contract. Termination for cause is when you can release a player and not pay him. If you're willing to pay him the $12 million just to disappear, then there's nothing that the union is going to say or the league. You pay him the $12 million, $2 million a month for the 6 months. You never show him in a uniform in the White Sox uniform. You don't let him come to spring training. You don't let him do any of these off-season fan fest events, and you just move on. But if Jerry Reinsdorf is trying to save the money, then you've got to let the process play out and hope that he is suspended by the league, and then you get suspended without pay, and then you get to save money. So sometimes what happens, like with Trevor Bauer, they needed to wait to see what was going to happen with his suspension, and they were dealing with luxury tax ramifications because they're so close to that tax. The White Sox are not close to that level. They don't have that issue right now. They could simply write the check and move on, or they could choose to fight it. And to fight it, you can't just move on. You've got to keep the player, because if you terminate him and stop and don't pay, then you can actually get in trouble. So you're going to let the process play out. But keep in mind, players don't start getting paid until April. So in fact, that they could wait until April to see if there's going to be a suspension. But to me, the negative PR is so significant in this case that the advantage of keeping him through some sort of finality of the investigation does not seem worth it.
Good stuff on Mullion Hall this morning with David Sampson. Anyone think they're going to pay him $12 million to save some bad PR? Nope. Okay. You know, I
really hope they do, though. That the thought of him just even working out, or the spring training B-roll of him in a White Sox hat, shirt, workout shorts, the thought of Mike Clevenger wearing those things, and I know due process, whatever, but right now it would disgust me.
Yeah.
Being honest.
Well, get ready.
I know it's happening.
Yeah. Get ready.
Dude, screw due process. Just believe the multiple women that have come forward and accuse my... I know, I'm not saying this to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general. I don't go off on the White Sox very often. And unless there's some kind of legal issue here where they could be sued for terminating the contract too soon, screw due process. Believe the women that have come forward with these very detailed allegations and get Mike Clevenger the hell off the White Sox roster. It's not difficult.
Guys, we're all in agreement here. I just think it is, when he puts it the way that he puts it, of you can let the process play out and have him off the team and save $12 million, or you could do the right thing and have him off the team right now and pay him $12 million. They're going to try to not pay him the $12 million.
And that's a problem.
Okay, but you don't also want to give a bad dude who's an abuser $12 million.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? So, I'm not defending him there, but like, I could see that side of the argument, but the process playing out, they're going to try to save the money. They're going to try to save the money, and if that means you have to see him in a White Sox hat, just get ready for that day. We'll answer some questions for one last thing. Parker to speak on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.